things are going to change in my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need, oh God, again, the word of God to impact us and impart a revelation inside of our spirits. Lord, challenge us to understand we've got to be totally dependent upon you. And if we are, there still is, oh God, no limits on what we're going to obtain in the things of God. And that all things are going to be done through the power of God. And we all will say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I am a world changer so long as you are with me. I am empowered so long as you are with me. I am a devil chaser so long as you are with me. Hallelujah. Clap your hands as you're seated here in the house of the Lord. The Bible says that during this time, it was a time of oppression for the people of God. That is a very important word for us because we need to understand what that is. Oppression is to press, figuratively, to distress, to afflict, to crush, to force, to hold fast, oppress, or thrust self. How many this morning can attest that's exactly what's going on in your life? That the enemy comes in, his desire is to crush you, to oppress you, to afflict you, to force you into bad places in your mind and in your spirit, to hold fast and to thrust himself upon you. Crushing something is simply putting a whole lot of pressure on something until it can no longer withstand the weight of what is bearing on it, and then it allows that thing to fold itself into submission. And that again is the ultimate desire of our enemy. He wants to keep the pressure on us. He wants us to feel heavy weights upon us. He wants to suffocate us with the pressures until we have no strength within ourselves to even resist him anymore. Have you ever just felt like giving up? Where does that come from? Yourself or the pressures from the oppressor? In that place, we have a choice to make. We can either choose and say things like, God is not going to help me through this, or we can choose to stay desperate. We can say, God has left me. We can say, God, I don't feel you the way I used to. Or we can choose to stay desperate in a mode and mindset of faith that, God, I need you, and God, I believe in you. And what is very critical to understand, if we look closer at this scripture, is that this was absolutely the hand of God in the middle of their oppression. Again, that's so critical that we must understand. We got to always know in the middle of anything that's going on in our life, God is always in control. Nothing you're dealing with is surprising God. Nothing you're pressured by is catching God by surprise. God is in the beginning, the middle, and the end. And God, no matter what I'm dealing with or what you're dealing with, God is still in control. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our problems might be new with us, but they're not new with God. And if I understand that to be the basis, my God does all things well. He must be setting me up for something so great, something so powerful. And so therefore, if it's a setup, I will raise my hands and say, Lord, in the moment I'm suffering, I'm desperate for you to keep me. I'm desperate for you to hold me until you show up. It was a time, follow me here, where the Lord had to do in his sovereignty whatever was necessary to get the attention of his children. Judges 4:1 says, the children of Israel did again evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead, and the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, the king of Canaan. The Lord sold his people to the hand of the oppressor. Are you telling me it's God's allowance and what I'm being pressured by? Yes, I am. Because we as a people are hard-headed. But God loves us. So since I love you, then I am going to allow there to be an instrument for my hand. In other words, I want you to understand that Satan is only a tool in the hand of God. That's why you can't convince me that Satan has authority or power in your life. Satan is only a tool for a sovereign God. And God tells Satan, you think you are large and in charge by oppressing my people, but my desire is that when they are oppressed, they will get desperate in their spirit and learn how to call on the God of their salvation. So I will refuse to allow my oppression to keep me down. My oppression will be motivation to lift up my eyes from the hill which cometh my help. Satan, you're just a tool of God. And so when you bring oppression things to my life, I'm not going to sit here. I'm going to say, God, I call on you. I get my attention on you and let your power work in the middle of the hand of the enemy. You see how you start thinking differently? You stop acting like Satan is in control of your life. He has no authority. He has no power. He's a dumb puppet in the hand of God. Satan, do what you go do. Go ahead and bring it on. My God is still in control. And we need a spirit in this church to say the devil might be fighting me, but if God before me, who can be against me? Yeah, there's trouble all around me, and yeah, there's oppression, but if it causes me to pray, then go ahead and let me pray. Let me worship in the middle of the mess I'm dealing with. But I refuse to think the enemy has the upper hand because I'm going through a hard time. Any oppression in your life, child of God, should only lead you to one option. I need to get the attention of the one that is sovereign and in control of all things. The enemy is not in control, but God is in control. It sounds ridiculous, but the oppression was upon the people of God because they were not aligning themselves up to the word of God. They were not serving God wholeheartedly. So again, that was good news, because if I am someone that will change my mindset and walk in the will of God, then by default, the enemy now has no authority to bring any type of oppression in my life. Do I need to repeat myself again and tell you that when you are submitted to God, the enemy has no authority to oppress you? You cannot walk in oppression and the will of God at the same time. If you are desperate for God and his will, here comes your deliverance and your freedom from all type of oppression in your life. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. On top of that, if I'm facing any oppression at all, then it is a sign that God is allowing the pressure to be on me in order to get my attention on what he is able to do. And that's why I want to preach this thing here this morning. God is about empowering every single one of us. You are not without power. You are not without hope and solution and options. The Bible says the enemy will come in, but he will flee seven ways. God got seven ways to your victory with your name on it. God got seven ways to let things be turned around for your good. The problem was the Israelites were actually in their greatest moment, but didn't recognize it. The Israelites were in position to conquer everything around them, but they didn't realize it. The Israelites, we see, were in position for the hand of God to work in their life greater things as a result of the covenant relationship. they had as Abraham's descendants. But their mindsets weren't about being overcomers and taking advantage of it. Their mindset was on just barely enough to survive. I just got by one more week. And I got by last week. And I'm just getting by. There are seasons of our life that we may face that, but not a lifetime of constant struggles. I got to talk to somebody here today. That's not the will of God. The Israelites, you were supposed to be conquerors in that land. They were supposed to fear you. Why are you constantly fearing the things that are going on in your life? Those things are not there for you to fear. Those are things for you to overcome and see the hand of God. Those are opportunities for your life. And when you live your life only in survive mode, you are never going to be able to thrive in what God wants to do. So all throughout the book of Judges, we see them on a roller coaster ride. One moment they're up, one moment they're down. Is it even possible to soar with God anymore? Is it even possible to walk in victory anymore? Or is it always a roller coaster ride? I don't know about some of you. I'm too old for roller coasters. Roller coasters make me queasy in my stomach, make me hurt my body, feel like I've been in a fight with Mike Tyson. I don't know what it is about as you begin to get old. I'm not even pretending to be an old man, but roller coasters tear me up. That's in the natural, in the spirit. Aren't you tired of the roller coaster ride? I don't read that in the Word of God. I read from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from one victory to the next. Yeah, there might be a problem. That problem is a setup for my next victory. Stay with me. Stay with me. And so we find that God is saying, in the middle of oppression, not all are oppressed. Sometimes when you are dealing with your oppression, it's those glasses we're talking about we put on. And because you're oppressed, you think everybody's around you is oppressed. And you see how bad things are for everybody. And how things are going bad for everybody because you are speaking from what you're dealing with. And we sometimes think that everybody is dealing with what we're dealing with. And sometimes even messages come across that the whole church is backslidden. The whole church is going backwards. I used to be frustrated in my own, let me say, self-righteous attitude. I'm going to say it just that way. That sometimes I heard preaching. I say, I'm sorry, that word ain't for me. I'm just being honest. And I'm not saying in a way that word wasn't for somebody. But for me personally, I've already conquered that thing. I ain't gonna keep beating up that thing. I'm gonna say I've already beat that thing. I got a new giant that I need to fight. So it's about a mentality that says not everybody is oppressed because you are going through oppression. And in the middle of all the oppression, there was a woman named Deborah who said, I'm not oppressed. I know around me might be oppression, but I got a God that I'm looking. You better hear what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be making light of those that are struggling because people are struggling, but Deborah said, we all can't struggle. There got to be somebody that's walking in authority. There has to be, oh, y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying this morning. Is there anybody here that says right now, I've been walking in the favor of God, and I ain't gonna stop because you ain't walking in the favor of God, but what I am gonna do is lift you up where I am. I'm not going down where you're at. You're coming up where I am. Come on, we need some Deborahs that will say, I know we've been oppressed, but aren't you tired of the oppression? Aren't you tired of the defeat mentality? Let's rise up, Eric. Let's go to battle. Let's win this thing. Let's win this thing. And so Deborah got up. Deborah rose up and she called Barak. She says, come on up here. I'm not going to keep on giving into the submission of the devil. There must be a plan of God in the middle of this oppression. Oh, she didn't deny oppression, but she said, we ain't gonna live in it.
I'm not denying it. I'm just saying I'm not going to live in it. It might be around. It's about to get evicted in the name of Jesus, because somebody's about to rise up and say, God, if you go with me, there can't be oppression. God, if your spirit is here, I can't walk in fear. I can't walk in doubt. I can't walk on the same old issues. Why? Because where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Do you want liberty this morning? Do you want to be an overcomer this morning? Then trust that God does not want you to live in oppression. Some of your homes feel like you are being oppressed. Some of your homes are so full of doubt and full of the devil, full of Jabin and full of Sisera, and causing you to say, just the way it is. But there's always going to be somebody that says, I don't care what the whole is doing. I don't care what the whole is feeling like. I don't care if the majority are oppressed. I'm not. And I'm not going to leave them oppressed. I'm not depressed. And I'm not going down towards oppression. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to show you there's a God with power in the name of Jesus. And you don't have to allow the enemy to keep pressuring you, confronting you. You can say, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Get out. Out of my home, get out of my mind, get out of my kids, get out of my fine. Come on, somebody, you gotta declare, I'm not gonna stay oppressed. But if God goes with me, I got power, I got anointing, I'm anointed, I'm chosen of God, and everything around me shall walk in that power. Everyone around, if you around me, you go come up higher. If you don't want to come up higher, leave this church. This church is going higher. This church has a power and the anointing of God behind it. How do I know? Because you're here right now worshiping God. Think about where you came from and where you are going. It is not God that keeps us down. He's taking us higher. If you have a testimony, wave your hand and say, I'm a witness. I used to be this, but now I'm that in the power of God. You say, what witness? The witness is right here. Look around. The witness is right here. People have let go of cigarettes, old habits. Why? God says, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I know there's pressures all around, but it's not going to stay here forever. Deborah said, we've been oppressed for 20 years. So I'm tired of the oppressor. Your timeline may not be 20 years, but you're still tired of your oppressor. You can be tired of your oppressor in 1 minute. That thing tries to come in your home and come in your mind, and you say, you know what? I'm changing my mind right now. I refuse to allow bitterness right now to get in my spirit. I refuse to allow the joy of the Lord. No, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. I don't care what letter comes in the mail. I don't care the sickness in my body. My eyes are not on what is seen, but on the unseen. I will look to him who I have not seen and put my trust in him. So whatever level of time period I've been in, whatever I've been going through, I'm ready to shake off my enemy, off my life. And the awesome thing about it, it's my choice. Deborah was not waiting on the whole congregation to get with it. Do you guys mind? You label yourself. But just for 1 minute, can I talk to just to the on fire people here? Is that appropriate? Can I make a separation in the house of God?
Those of you that have the fire and want revival, get your eyes off the people that don't and be like Deborah and say, I'm going to have revival all by myself. I'm going to have miracles. Oh, you ain't hearing what I'm saying. I'm not waiting on nothing there. I'm not waiting on none of y'all. We have revival in our house every day. I'm just saying, let's come up higher. Let's pray. Let's believe that we can make a difference because fire spreads. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Stay full of the word. Stay intense. Keep on praying. Keep on praising. Keep on worshiping, Deborah. Don't stop believing. Don't come on, somebody. Don't stop being faithful. God will raise somebody else up. Deborah could have sucked her thumb and said, well, we can't move forward because we don't have enough people moving forward. Deborah said, I'm going to go if I go by myself. Somebody go walk with me and have revival. Somebody here going to have a desperate move of God. Wave your hand, that's you in this house. Stay with me. You just have this unexplainable thing that's hard to completely describe, but you try to say things like this. You don't have the exact words, those of us that are on fire. But what you do, what you try to translate and speak out verbally as best as you can is this. I just can't go back to Egypt. I might not be all the way there yet. I might have a whole bunch of things bothering my life. But you know what? I've come too far. I got a long way to go, but the progress I've made is so much further than where I started. And so excuse me if I humble myself a little bit more. Excuse me if I get a little bit more desperate. You don't know where I was. You don't know what I've been through. I can't go back. I can't stay here. I may not be able to explain it all the way, but I can't go back to what I used to be. I've got to continue on where God has taken me. So the issue that's going on in Scripture, that's going on in our own life, and what we want to see happen in the situations, conquering this oppressor. Hear me. The issue was not a will, W-I-L-L issue. The issue was not a desire issue, a want to issue. The will to conquer is here. Hear me. The issue was to be an overcomer. Barak was willing to go. He was willing to go to battle. He was willing to get the enemy out of his life. He was willing to make changes. He was willing to see God work in an impossible way. The issue was not a will or want to issue. So much with us is not a will issue. How many wants to do God's work? The issue is not about wanting to be a better church, a better husband, a better wife, a better instrument of God. The issue is not wanting to be all that God wants to be. With Moses and a lot of mighty men of God in the Word of God, the issue was a question of will. I don't want to do it. Moses didn't want to go back to Egypt. Gideon did not want to fight Midian. Esther had an initial hesitation. But the issue with a lot of us is not will. The issue is skill. We want to do it. We don't know how. Am I talking to myself? Maybe. I'll just preach to myself for 5 minutes. I have a desire to do God's will, but sometimes I lack the skill to get the devil out of my house.
I want to be free in certain areas. I just don't know how to actually make it happen. So, Deborah, my issue is not will I go, but just don't let me go by myself. But if you come with me, Lord, if you go with me, if you take me by my hand and lead me on, we can do some great things together. The word of the Lord for us is not do we want to do it. The word for us is get desperate and say, God, I cannot do it except you go with me. But if you go with me, I'm about to turn some stuff upside down. If you go with me, some things are going to get better. You'll turn my mourning into dancing, my sorrow into joy. He said, if you go with me, then I'll go. In other words, I cannot go only on desire. I want to destroy my enemy, but if I think for a second I'm going to do this without the covering, forget about it. It's like he remembered what Moses said. Moses said to God, if you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. If God does not build the house, we labor in vain. I want us to raise our hand right now and say, God, we got to have you in this church. We've got to have you in our homes. We've got to have you in our mind. We're not building up our kingdom. God, I want to go, but I ain't moving until you go with me. I'm not moving until you commit to God to go before me and fight my battles. There's so many pressures and struggles I got going on in my life, and I want to win. But God, I will not go unless you go with me. But if you go with me, there's no eye have seen, nor ear have heard, neither have it in the heart of men the things that God hath prepared. If you go with me, there's a guarantee for victory. If you go with me, it doesn't matter what my skill level is, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Let's stand on our feet here this morning. I have a lot going on in my life, but if you go with me, I got a lot of troubles that's all around me. I can't face it by myself. But if you go with me, I got a lot of trouble in my home, a lot of trouble in my family. I got things I can't take care of by myself. Oh, God, but if you, come on, say it with me. But if you go with me, come on, I want you to say it out loud. But if you go with me, I have a lot of enemies to conquer, a lot of valleys to get across. Oh, God, but if you go with me, everything go be all right. I have a lot of prayer requests, a lot of doors I need open. Oh God, but if you go with me, everything is going to be all right. Now watch this. He goes with us. Now, there was an unexpected way for that victory that happened. The enemy thought he could take advantage. The context speaks of the leader Sisera, and he went to a woman's house, and he didn't ask. He said, hide me. I know how weak, and it speaks of a woman in the context, hear me, in the context of a woman, figuratively as showing that is the weaker vessel. Satan looks at you as so weak that he comes again and he automatically says, come here, sister. I'm the enemy. He didn't ask any questions. You hide me. You give me milk and you lie to the men and women of God about me. And he doesn't ask. He assumes she's going to be weak. He assumes you're going to keep on sucking your thumb. He assumes you're going to hide him and let him go. And guess what the Bible says? Thank you. Because he's assuming how weak you are, the devil is spoken about that he took a nap. He was so comfortable in your weakness, he lays down, took a nap because he knows, he assumes how you've been in the past. You've always been weak. So why should I think any different now? So I'm going to just show up. I'm not going to ask permission. I'm going to demand you to give me the milk. I'm going to demand you to cover me and protect me, and I'm taking a nap because you're mine and you've been weak. But God had already moved. And you know what the woman said? Not today. You got the wrong person today. Come on, somebody. You got the wrong household today. You picked the wrong person today. And while he was sleeping, he got a tent peg and she slammed it into his temples and killed him instantly. I said, Lord, there's a revelation right there. You've all been beat up before, have you not? The devil has made assumptions about you, has he not? He's felt you're going to just roll over. You're going to do what you've always done. I'm taking a nap. I'm weary from my real battles. You're going to give in. Is there anybody here that says, not today? Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Not today. Shake your head. Are you ready to kill some enemies? If you're ready, come on down this altar right now. I want you to come down. I want you to say, God, I got a whole bunch of enemies. But if you go with me, no longer is he going to make those assumptions about me. No longer am I going to bow out gracefully. No, God, if you go with me, I'm about to kill the things that have tried to kill me. I'm going to kill the things that have assumed. I'm going to lay down and let him do whatever he wants to do. That's it. You talk to God right now and say, God, I'm desperate. God, go with me in my battle. God, go with me in my struggle. God, go with me in the storm that I'm facing. God, go with me in Jesus' name. He'll be with you if you ask him. I know sometimes you're alone, but let me tell you, he will be there. He will help you. Let's say in desperation, God, you gotta go with me. I got too much going on. I gotta have you. I got too much taking place. I've got to have you, Lord.
Don't tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you, Lord. I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate tonight. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, no. Oh, but I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need. Oh, so tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing out. So tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live. and sing it out and say, whoa, 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 whoa. Lord, we're crying out from our hearts because we need you today. Whoa.
We want to speak life over you today. Every person listening, we want you to understand that no matter where you've been or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. When God is in it, there is no limit. New breed.
It's not over. It's not finished. It's not ending.
It's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning.
Some friends along to just encourage you a little further. James Fortune.
This is for someone right now.
I know it's darkest.
Yes.
Just before dawn.
It's not easy right now.
This might be the hardest season you've experienced.
I've been there.
It hurts.
But it won't last.
Won't be too long.
Won't be too
because
long.
You are
closer than you think.
You may not see it yet. Come on, Israel.
Oh, look to the sky. Help is on the way.
It's not over.
It's not over.
It's not finished.
It's not
the end yet. Your story's not over. This is only.
It's
only the beginning.
He makes all the difference. He makes all things new. Yes. With God.
All things are new. All things are new.
In the spirit, I sense something starting to move.
Something is moving.
Everything is turning around. Just get better. Seasons are changing.
Seasons are changing.
over your family.
You can start over again.
I'm speaking this over your money.
You can do more.
I'm speaking this over your body.
It's not over.
It's not over.
I'm saving this over your wayward sons and daughters. I'm saving this over your future right now.
It's not
still moving and God's still working. He's working in these altars. He's working them on people right now. But also, Brother Leo's been with us the past few years. And now God's taking him back home to his home in Houston, Texas to be with his mother, help her. And we're going to send you with a prayer of the message. But God, you got to go with me. I got to take everything I've had here and what I've grown here and take it with me. So church family, I want you to stretch forth your hands and you all lay your hands on him and say, God, lead him, I pray, God, in your will. And Lord God, he's not going, oh God, on his home, but he's going, oh God, with you in your hand, your power. We pray blessings upon him, oh God, his future, Lord, and all that you still have in store, oh God, for him. We pray and release it right now in the name of Jesus. But the most important prayer, oh God, is that he's not going of himself. He's saying, God, you are going with him. You are going to be with him. You're going to guide him and protect him and keep your perfect peace upon him, and your will unfold for his life to conquer, oh God, new things and new areas, oh God. But he's not going back, I pray, oh God, to the old man. He's not going back, oh God, to the old oppressor, oh God, over his spirit. He's going, oh God, to walk in the freedom and the empowerment and the liberty that God has given to him. And we pray in the name of Jesus, you will go with him. So we send him in Jesus' name. Release him, oh God, into your will, into your future. In the name of Jesus. Let's clap our hands for all that he has done in this house. Come on, clap your hands like you know that God has changed some things. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If you're still praying, please continue to pray. But we're dismissing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray. And then we'll be heading over to Pizza Ranch. So you can head there. We'll have a room. Just tell them you're with Lighthouse Church. God bless you. We'll see you there.